song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. At the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to talk about winners today. We're going to talk Dave Serrano, college baseball. We are beginning our preview of the College World Series. I think they have the best team, and I'm going to predict it right now, Cal State Fullerton. That's my team. And we're going to start right there with Dave Serrano. I think they have the best team with just one area of concern is that their pitchers, their freshman pitchers, they're going to have to make sure they're not too nervous in Omaha. I like them a lot. So we'll start right there. And Ed Rouse is going to join us to talk about the All-Star Volleyball and Basketball games going on in Minden this week to support the Nebraska Kidney Association, the Hogan's All-Star Classic. And we'll talk about that with Ed in the second half of the show. Great rain this morning. I like that. That's good. Are people happy?
Very damp.
People happy. The Royals did not lose yesterday, so happy. Cubs did not lose yesterday. Happy. So everybody should be pretty happy. I want to ask you this as a fellow townie, and of course for those not real up on the hip lingo that we use from time to time in our little circle.
Is that hip lingo, townie?
Yeah. You know, if you live in Kearney, but you're from, like, Kansas City, then you're a townie in Kearney. You come from a small town. If you are a Kearney resident or, you know, Grand Island or Hastings, and you live like in Campbell or Ord or Bertrand or St. Paul or anything that's smaller than about 4,000, like Loop City Polish days, you're a townie. Do you still flick your lights when you see, you know, Johnny Law sitting there trying to pull people over, so you get down past him and then flick your lights to warn people that
absolutely
Johnny
Law
is waiting for
absolutely
you?
Absolutely, I do.
You know, it occurs to me that the younger generation, people younger than you, Derek, did you know about that?
Absolutely. Used to do it all, that everyone does it in Germany.
Okay. Well, see, I just wonder, because that's been happening a lot lately, because there's a lot of, you know, they don't want to waste gas, because it's up a dollar here in the last 2 months. So sit on the side of the road and wait for the lawbreakers to come to you.
Is that what's going on?
Well, I don't know, but that's, you know, again, an excellent theory on my part.
You got to be, I mean, it's
throwing. And it's raining, so you don't want to ride your bike out. It's raining.
You got to be careful if you're coming into Kearney, like out Biko's way.
Out of the, Highway out the, 30
Highway
out west.
30 out west, especially by the college, because I don't know if the young guys' new names are Enos and Roscoe or what, but it's like they got bushes. Like, they put bushes over there. It's like you think you're in Hazard County, Georgia. I swear to God, out there. It's
now,
like,
I didn't say that.
I did.
I didn't say that.
I live out there, and I get to see the 325. You think that 12 college
find the
kids.
Happy medium now.
Yeah, you think that 12 college kids had to be run over in the last month. We got to put a stop to this.
Oh, no. See? I just, you know.
Well, I haven't heard.
I just tried to go with the local, you know, flick the lights, slow it down.
I just haven't heard if 12 college kids got ran over. Yes, we got to slow it down. I understand that.
Avoid
I just haven't heard of
$69 fine. Remember when it used to be $25?
Remember when court costs used to be manageable?
What is a court cost?
I don't know.
Exactly. Glad to have you on the show today. Love to hear from you at 1-888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. If you don't have that in your cell phone by now, or your office quick dial, you need to put it in, because Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and at least two more giveaways today. We're going to be giving away tickets to the Edgar Demolition Derby, huge event going on this weekend. We've got tickets to the Thunder Jam going on at the Archway, which we will be present at on Saturday, $20 a ticket value. And Derek is really fired up because we are giving away TNA.
That's right.
Wait a minute.
TNA.
Wait. Whoa.
I'm excited.
Can we do that on the air?
Absolutely.
We can give away TNA on the air?
Well, not the TNA I like, but the tickets you have.
Oh, wrestling. Oh, the live TNA Wrestling presents TNA Live Sunday night.
Sunday afternoon, I believe, about 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, Sunday 4. Yeah, Sunday afternoon at 4. Sunday.
Big Papa
Pump. At the Viero Event Center.
And to that I can say, yippee! Really fired up for that. Big Papa Pump coming to town?
I'm not sure. I think so. A bunch of the
can
guys.
Can we effort and find
I will
some
effort.
Names?
I will find out who will be here exactly.
We could get them on Saturday, maybe.
Where's Reservoir? Merritt, he shows up like every day, and then
I don't know. He'll be here.
He's an intern. You don't know what to do with interns.
Yeah. When does he go off probation?
Did he realize that intern involves no pay?
I think he found out.
Which is kind of like what we're doing here every day. We've got a lot of College World Series throughout the week. We can guarantee you Dave Van Horn from Arkansas and Paul Maneri from LSU tomorrow. Mike Fox from North Carolina Thursday. Corky Palmer, Southern Mississippi, the underdog story for this year, Thursday on the program as well. Today, Dave Serrano, Cal State Fullerton. I'm going to talk with Ed Rouse, Minden volleyball coach, about the All-Stars. And we'll recap Blue Gold from yesterday. We've got games 3 of the NBA Finals, game 6 of the Stanley Cup.
Also, we've heard from Virginia. Virginia baseball coach probably said to join us, Derek. It sounds pretty promising, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm supposed to hear back from him. He was in a meeting when I tried to give him a call this morning, so I'm supposed to hear back. And then
Did
we
he
can
fake number you too.
I'm not sure. Hoping to hear back from him though.
555
You know what I want to do right now though is coming up this weekend. We've got so many things to give away. Let's reward you for being with us right off the top of the show today. We've been talking, you know, reckless driving. So let's talk the Edgar Demolition Derby, which is coming up this weekend. That's going on Saturday, and we will be there on hand, part of ESPN and our sister station, The Breeze, from 1 to 3. 5 pairs of tickets. What? Let's give away one right now. What do you think about that? Your name will be at will call. You'll pick your tickets up at will call at Edgar. So when you give your information to Derek, make sure you give the name of who is attending. And that should be you, of course, at Edgar. I want to give away a pair of tickets right now. 888-455-3776. Caller number 4, 888-455-3776 to the Edgar Demolition Derby going on Saturday. Where else but in Edgar? Caller 4 picks up a pair of tickets. Daddy, Texas a winner last night. Your thoughts?
Wow, they got off to such a good start, and then they kind of cruised to the late innings. And, maybe a hiccup there late, but found a way. Looked like the better team. Looked really in control throughout, I thought. No doubt about it. They're just very relaxed. They look like, you know what, I'm going to say right now, that's my team to win it all. The swagger that they look to have right now, it's just very, very difficult to overcome that. They do everything so very, very well, and they are the number one national seed. I think they find a way to get through. And they get Southern Miss, an unrated team, coming in right in the face.
Well, I think Arizona State and North Carolina are better than them.
Oh, really?
Well, that's where I'm going. But again, you know, once they get to the late innings, they're usually pretty money. I do have a couple of comments about Super Regionals. Touched on a couple of things, and we talked about it after the show yesterday that we didn't talk about it. And then another incident last night as far as on-field demeanor and how that is different in the college game than it is in professional baseball. Southern Miss, and, you know, we're not going to get into it with Corky Palmer on Thursday. You know, had a kid thrown out of the game for not sliding. And well, maybe we'll ask him. I'll see. But we'll, whatever. You can't slide when the catcher's 10 feet up the base path. And they throw this kid out. I thought it was a clean play. And if there had been anybody thrown out, it should have been the Florida catcher for taunting. But again, the adrenaline rush of the umpire got the better of him, and he throws his kid out. And in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't that big a deal. But for the national media to actually talk about college baseball, I thought it was something that they need to take a look at. You have to have a little bit better discretion as the home plate umpire. And again, if you didn't see the play live or see the highlight, you know, I apologize, and I'm sure you could probably YouTube it and find it. But, you know, they're tagging up kids trying to score. It's a great, you know, he's probably going to be, well, if the throw's to the plate, he's really done. But he's coming home, and he's got to try to find a way to get to the plate. The catcher's 10 feet up the line, 8 feet up the line, whatever it was. He's out past the batter's box, so it's not 2 feet or a foot from the plate. And he tries to knock the ball loose. He did not throw a forearm to the head. There was contact up around forearm chest area. All right, so he's out. Kid holds on to the ball. Well, how is he supposed to get in there? I mean, yeah, if you're not supposed to roll the catcher, that's one thing, which he didn't do. There was contact. He didn't lower his shoulder and Pete Rose him. But then to throw the kid out, I didn't agree with that one bit. And again, this is one of those things. What if it happens in Omaha? What if it happens in the championship game? It's a rule that needs to be addressed.
Are you supposed to go in there and slide 10 feet up the base, you know, and take his legs out from under him? I would think he'd have a better chance of dislodging the ball that way. And then when the ball rolls away, I guess you could get up and then score if that's the case. But
hell, I'd run the pitcher and the first baseman down the line, so he'd have to run around all three of you. You definitely ought to have the ball in by then.
Well, I don't know what you're... I understand your argument, Doug, and that's something that comes up every year, and it doesn't matter if it's college baseball, Legion baseball. It comes up every year.
And did I miss something? Because I didn't get to see all of the first two games between Texas and TCU, hardly any of the first one. But did something happen where Kevin Keyes, did something happen where he needed to be a jerk last night for Texas? He's the kid that homered in the first, then stared it down, and then crossed the plate and turned and pointed and taunted the TCU pitcher. Gets a double his next at bat, and then later in the game strikes out on three pitches, including the third pitch, which was a fastball right down the middle, which he looked at. And during none of that did TCU throw at him or point at him or taunt him at any time. And I'm wondering, where's the umpire on this one? Where's the coach on this one? Another reason that Texas is not
loved.
Overly loved, yeah, when they come to Omaha.
Well, I was just going to say, what did he do? It's because of Texas. He's from Texas.
Yeah, but seriously, if it was a kid from anywhere else, would you do that?
Not too often do you see it. Not hardly ever at the collegiate game. But Texas is Texas. And they've always had a little bit of an edge to them. Always something to rub. When they come to Lincoln, there's always things that rub you the wrong way with Texas.
Here are the matchups. I guess we haven't officially told you this. Saturday, in every game right here on ESPN, Arkansas takes on Cal State Fullerton, followed by LSU and Virginia. That'll be followed by Sunday's doubleheader. And again, that's 1-6. Every day that's a doubleheader, it's 1-6. Then on Sunday, what I think will be the best first-round game, Arizona State against North Carolina, the 4-5 seeds. And then that'll finish off with Texas, the last game, against Southern Mississippi.
National seeds, Doug, we've got the what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
And then three other Southern Miss, Virginia.
Virginia ranked 5th in the country going into the Super Regional. Wasn't a national seed. Southern Miss was not a national seed, and Arkansas was not a national seed. Those are your three non-national seeds. Beating out Oklahoma was Arkansas. Virginia beat out Ole Miss. And then Southern Miss knocked off Florida. So the 8th seed. There you go. Your initial thoughts. You've been doing some research, getting ready to talk to the coaches. Are you ready to make a prediction? You did make a prediction, I guess, with Texas. Is that?
Yeah, I made my prediction with Texas. On the other side of that, yeah, I think you're right on Cal State Fullerton. They played the tough schedule. They played the brutal schedule, which got them rewarded. Now, remember, Irvine won that league title. They did not, but Irvine was a 6 seed nationally. Cal State Fullerton was a 2 seed. And basically the committee comes out and says, hey, you guys played the tougher schedule, played Oklahoma State. They played Southern Miss, both of those on the road. Stanford was another team they played. They just played some very, very tough competition, and they pitch it very, very well. And the bats have gotten hot lately. I think it comes down to Cal State Fullerton and Texas, and that's, you know, there's obviously baseball, and anybody can get hot at the right time. Pat Murphy's Arizona State team, excellent, excellent. They actually they have the best ERA at 2.79. And North Carolina, how do you pick against them? Because they've been there and done the, been there and went to the, you know, finals last 2 years or whatever. They still haven't found a way to win it. I'll say Cal State Fullerton though in Texas.
Okay, well I we're gonna talk with Dave Van Horn on the show tomorrow. Wow. Good luck, Arkansas. Man, wow. I just don't see it. But anyway, we'll talk with Coach coming up from Cal State Fullerton, Dave Serrano, in just a little bit. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. By the way, we did give away the demolition tickets.
Yeah, we did. Aaron from Kearney got two to the demolition there in Edgar. So.
All right, we've got more to give away. Plus, we're giving away tickets to the Great River Road Thunder Jam. A lot going on over the next week. TNA Wrestling going to be going on at the Event Center. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And right now, the Dent Popper inbox, Mark says, Yankees won, too. Yeah, woohoo! Daddy, you were right about the hangover. Haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Glad you were finally right for once.
I knew that would be a big hit out there with all the immature humor they put out.
That's unbelievable. You are unbelievable.
I wasn't as good as old school. Now, I remember old school, I went four nights in a row to the movie theater. I didn't have to do that with a hangover, but... I would go again and see
what
it.
What is wrong with you?
Have you done anything four nights in a row with a hangover?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have.
Oh, boy. Before we get away, Ben Klein leaves the Nebraska baseball program. Tony, A, surprised that it took this long to have a name come out, and B, surprised that it's Ben Klein, who's a two-year starter.
No, I'm not surprised because the information when I came on and said you're going to have some names leave, I was surprised it took this long. You know, Ben Klein comes out and says, I had close friends say you don't look like you're having fun, and I haven't progressed offensively. You know what that tells me? I think the coaching here sucks. They haven't done a damn thing for me since I've been here. That's what I'm reading into that quote. I haven't progressed offensively. Who's that on? He certainly didn't take responsibility for it himself and say, I haven't worked that hard and I haven't really gotten into baseball and had an opportunity to play right away.
Well, and Mike Anderson, I don't think he was very happy either. Ben's going to take off. That's all I know. It's different from what he said a couple of weeks ago. It's always disappointing for both sides, but you move on. You absolutely move on.
I'm going to see what comes my way.
Here comes Kyle Bubak.
Well, you're going to have to sit out a year.
Well, unless he's playing at UNK. UNO?
Not happening.
No, okay. And you think Quentin Castillo just overslept? I mean, it's not like it was a... You have to show up in court for not having a license plate on your vehicle?
I don't know.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more after this, including Dave Serrano, head baseball coach at Cal State Fullerton, and more chances for you to be a winner. See ya.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a two-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, right after you pull my finger.
Stay tuned for a very important message from the Office of Homeland Serenity and Kearney, Omaha.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, the national serenity level has dropped to a deep purple. Americans have forgotten how to have fun. It's time to reverse this downward spiral, this constant state of depression. And I can think of no better way than to climb aboard a Yamaha Star motorcycle. With nothing but bad news coming from everywhere else, the good news is that Kearney Yamaha has plenty of all-new Yamaha Star motorcycles and a wide range of previously owned motorcycles that can fit into just about any budget. And with Kearney Yamaha's 5-star rated service department, huge selection of parts and riding apparel, and fast, friendly service, anyone can see that Kearney Yamaha is the place to go to start having fun.
So what do you say, America? Are you going to continue worrying about things you can't control, or are you going to hop on some two-wheel fun? I think real Americans would choose fun. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 interchange.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, my name's Eric. I've been a Storm fan since day one. Being a season ticket holder is a good experience. I've been to enough games that I finally decided, you know what, I just need to buy season tickets. And that way I always had a seat, plus there's always some great benefits that come with being a season ticket holder. Living here in Nebraska, you know, you got to be a big Husker fan, but, you know, there's something to be said about being a big hockey fan.
Season tickets as low as $10 per game. Order by June 15th. Visit stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, God. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Extreme weather can cause delays and closings. When it does, click on ESPNSuperstation.com and look for the Fidelke Heating and Air weather threat icon. Click it for a full listing of delays and closings anytime and update it all the time. Even when the weather stops you, nothing can stop a train.
We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some shower and storm activity affecting the area at times today with high temperatures near 69. Southeast winds will also stay a bit gusty at times, back to 51 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Coming off the top rope. That's right. Derek's in the front row. That's right.
Wow.
What was the lady that's coming?
Here, I have a full list of who's going to be here for the TNA wrestling event coming up here. Let me get it pulled up. A big long list here. We have a Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle.
They have a website, so let them know. What, you can just go to the event center.
Right, yeah, you can just go to KearneyEvents.com. They have a full listing there of who's going to be there. It's going to be Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe, Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner, Beer Money Incorporated. It's a pretty cool name, I guess. Daniels, Awesome Kong, Suicide, Lethal Consequences, Sheikh Abdul Bashir, ODB, Matt Morgan, Homicide, Eric Young, a bunch of Kiyoshi, and much more is what it's
called. Kurt Angle, huh?
Kurt Angle, yeah, he leads off the list there, so apparently he's a big shot.
Let's give away some tickets.
Let's do it.
Here is a pair of tickets to Sunday afternoon's TNA Live at the Event Center, now brought to you by Viero. A pair of tickets, 1-888-455-ESPN. Here is your trivia question. Let's go to wrestling. This, you know,
see, I was
going to
say,
wrestling.
What's the Iron Sheik's famous move?
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do that later in the week. I don't even know that. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea.
Cobra Clutch. Duh.
It's not the Diamond Cutter?
No. That's Johnny's famous move.
Okay. Who holds the most... This individual holds the Class C record for career wins in Nebraska high school wrestling. This individual holds the Class C record for career wins in high school wrestling. Give away a pair of tickets right now at 1-888-455-ESPN. Go ahead and take care of that, Derek. We got one other thing to do here. And then Dave Serrano is, I think, calling us right now. So we're going to be talking with him. But we kind of busted up on golf, this U.S. Open qualifying. And Davis Love shoots 69-69 and can't get the job done.
Not even close, really.
Got a winner. Got a winner for the tickets. Got a winner. Yeah, it wasn't close, but are you telling me that a guy that goes out and shoots 6 under over 36? Yeah, not good enough.
Well.
None of our Nebraska boys made it either, huh?
No. Took a 138.
Jared Crickshaw, 1 under, needed to get to 6 under.
Right.
Yee! Yikes! Look. By the way, the answer to our trivia question, Michael Klingensmith, of course, recently honored a variety of places as the Athlete of the Year. He holds the Class C record for wins. TNA Wrestling will give you another chance to win some tickets still. Got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. Ed Rouse is going to join us in the second half of the program as well to talk a little all-star action. Derek, how about a winner?
Now we got a winner. Dan from Kearney is the winner. He knew Klingensmith, Michael Klingensmith.
So I think the Lincoln Journal Star had a little bit off on Klingensmith, saying he played in the defensive line also, and they're quite the little
It's hard to tell where Bernie puts these kids. you know.
That's a great point. That's a real great point.
Continuing our preview of the College World Series, which gets underway Saturday at Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha. And, of course, every game right here on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. We start our preview out this week on the Doug and Daddy Show with kind of an old friend of the program. We're sure glad to talk a little baseball, but this time, Tony, he has moved on to just a little bit down the road there in California.
Well, I went back to where his playing days began in Cal State Fullerton. Dave Serrano joins us. Coach, thanks so much for the time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome once again.
Well, guys, thank you. It's a pleasure to be coming back to Omaha, and it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, such a storied program that you took over there, and of course, you knew as much of the story as a lot of players. Did you hope that it was going to be this quick that you could come in from Irvine and get this ball club to Omaha?
Well, yeah, you know, the expectations are pretty high here at Cal State Fullerton, and that's one of the attractions to this of this program, and I think that's why players come here, and it's obviously why it's an honor for me to be running this program. And from the fans to the administration to our support staff to our players to our coaches, we expect to be there each and every year. We were very disappointed last year when we were in the Super Regional and came up short, and we kind of had that rally call all year, remembering what it felt like last year to lose in the Super Regional and come up short of getting back to Omaha, where we expect to finish our season each and every year.
Coach, you expect to be in Omaha each and every year, but do you expect to be there with a front line of pitching of freshmen and sophomores?
Well, yeah. You know, when we started our season, that was actually when we started out working out in the fall, that was the big question mark is who was going to step up and who was going to take the roles. And it took us about a month into the season to kind of see that these the three freshmen are two weekend guys, and that our closer Nick Ramirez were ready to go, and they weren't acting like freshmen and they weren't performing like freshmen. And thank God for those guys, along with many other guys. Obviously, it's not about three guys, but to have our sophomore and our three freshmen really carry the load of the pitching for the majority part of the year has been a kind of a surprise, and it's been something that has made it an even better season.
Coach Dave Serrano joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to head to Omaha. Let's stay with the pitching, Coach. Talk about the Ramirez boys.
Well, first of all, they're not brothers. They're not cousins. But one throws right, one throws left. But Noe's a kid out of UCLA, so he's a tough kid. He's probably grown up around some adversity and kind of walked into this program. I saw him late in the recruiting process, and when I saw him, I remember coming back telling my coaches, this young man's going to pitch for us this year. I loved his whippy arm action, his posture on the mound, and his demeanor, and he hasn't disappointed me. And I think we haven't seen anything yet out of him. I think over the next couple of years, you're going to see a young man continue to get bigger and stronger, and it's going to have pretty special stuff as we continue to see him grow up. Nick Ramirez was the Orange County Player of the Year by the Orange County Register out here in California, and that says enough in itself right there. He's a two-way guy. He's a young man who started our season as a DH and was putting up incredible numbers and was kind of just getting his feet wet into the pitching side of it. Was probably recruited here first as a hitter and second as a pitcher, but we knew that he would contribute to our pitching staff because he throws strikes and he's got great poise on the mound and good stuff. Not overpowering stuff, but he throws strikes with four pitches. And I see him continuing to be a guy for the next couple of years that's going to help this program, but he's going to probably make even more contributions on the offensive side when some of these older guys move on in their careers through eligibility of professional baseball. So we're lucky to have both those guys. Those guys have really contributed to this year's success for this season.
Doug, that's a pretty big deal when you're Orange County Player of the Year. It's different than Buffalo County Baseball Player of the Year. There's like 38 kids to choose from here in Buffalo County, where in Orange County there's a few more.
I would imagine so. And this pitching staff coach is pretty doggone tough as always, and just doing some research, I find it amazing that for the 12th straight year, someone from Cal State Fullerton on the pitching staff is an All-American, and this time around it's Daniel Rankin.
Yeah, you know, and we have three freshmen. The three freshmen were all
freshman All-Americans.
Freshman
yeah.
All-Americans. So, you know, I think it started with Coach Garrido years ago, was carried through with Coach Horton, and now myself. Is our success is always going to come through the pitching and the defense, and that's what wins championships. That was our first talk this year as a team, is that if we were going to win, it was going to be about pitching and defense. And I was a little shaking a little bit when I was talking about the pitching part of it, because we knew we were going to be young. But that's what wins championships. Our defense has been fabulous all year. That's been the most consistent part of this team. Not only do we make the routine plays, but we make spectacular plays on the infield and the outfield. Our catcher does a great job of throwing guys out. And the pitching has kind of just grown up, allowing the defense to help them out. And that's always going to be the forte of a Cal State Fullerton team or any team that my staff and I are part of, obviously.
Cal State Fullerton baseball coach Dave Serrano joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you did not win the conference title. Irvine was right there and took care of that. But you guys chose to take a different road early in the season and play some tough competition. TCU, Stanford, Southern Miss, Oklahoma State, two of those teams in Southern Miss and Oklahoma State on the road. The committee rewarded you with a higher national seed. Was that by design or did it just happen like that?
Well, when I set out to do this schedule, part of it was inherited from the previous coaching staff, and we had some cancellations in there. We kind of thought we knew what kind of team we had a chance to have, and my take on it is I wanted to challenge this team as much as possible, take them into the most hostile environments, play the best teams, and allow them to grow up. And I really think now after I could look back and see what happened, I really think that's where the youth of this team really prospered, is because they were out of their comfort zone. We didn't play a lot of games at home early, and they had to go into some tough environments. And that's why I think we've handled throughout our 56-game schedule and now the five we've played in the postseason, we've handled it together pretty well because we've been put in some tough situations. And we're proud to say that we know we've played the best schedule in the country, and we probably have one of the better records in the country still. So we're very proud of that fact of what we've been through together.
We're talking with Cal State Fullerton baseball coach Dave Serrano. They come to Omaha to take on Arkansas in the first round of the College World Series. They've won seven straight regionals. They've got one of the best records in the country. Team ERA at 3.44. They're hitting, which we haven't touched on yet, 327. And, Coach, that really seems to have blossomed here as the season wound down. In fact, into double digits, four of your games in the postseason here.
Yeah, we've kind of made it look easier than it has been, to be honest with you. Our offense has been clicking on all cylinders, and it's a pressure offense. We can do a lot of things on the bases to wreak havoc on pitching staffs and defenses. We can fill gaps up with balls, and we can hit balls over the fence. So there's a lot, and we can play the inside game. So there's no really, when you're trying to stop this offense, there's nothing really you can pinpoint what you can do to stop it, because we can come at you so many different ways. And I really like Coach Bergeron, my third base coach, runs our offense and does a fabulous job of really putting a lot of pressure on our team. And we kind of have a theory here since we've been together as a coaching staff, the bigger the game, the bigger the atmosphere, the more pressure we're going to put on the other team. A lot of coaches like to play it by the book. We go the exact opposite. We want to take the pressure off our team and allow them to play the game at a high level of intensity and pressure. And I hope that's what you're going to continue to see throughout our run through Omaha, because I think that's the only way we know how to play.
Dave, you got a chance, an opportunity to play for Augie. You worked for George Horton, two of the just wonderful, wonderful elite minds in college baseball. Is there one you take more from than the other, or what managerial style fits you?
Well, that's a good question. No one's ever asked me that. I do feel very honored that I've played and played under Coach Greedo and Coach Horton and coached under Coach Horton. I'll throw another name in there, Wally Kincaid, the great junior college coach for many years at Trios College. And I've been blessed to have a little piece of all those guys in my system of what we do. And I would probably say my coaching style is a little bit more like George, because I was around him so much as a player and a coach. So I'd say my personality is probably a little bit more like George and how I handle the team and situations. But there's a lot of things that Coach Greedo has done that I really respect and like, and try to – to say that I'm George Horton or Augie Greedo, that would be a mistake on my part. I just hope one day that I can come close to what those two men have done in their careers.
Well, you're off to a great start, Coach, and I got to ask you about your first-round matchup here with Arkansas. We've been discussing it a little bit on the show. I'm from the standpoint that with Dave Van Horn coming in, I think a lot of the Nebraska fans and Omaha fans are really going to be pulling for Arkansas, but Cal State Fullerton's been here so many times, a lot of people are used to rooting for you. Do you think you might actually come into this game as an underdog from that role?
Yeah, I could see that. I thought about that myself, and I know Coach Van Horn is very respected out there in Nebraska, and I know many people were probably sad to see him leave and go back to Arkansas. you know, usually it's a pretty partisan crowd out there, but the one time I can remember, and I don't remember exactly what year, I want to say it was 2001 when we played Nebraska. That's the one time that I saw it, a one-sided crowd. It was almost like a football atmosphere. But I don't think it'd be to that point. But I could see probably there being a lot of people cheering for Arkansas, and that's okay. I think sometimes the Titans are better when we are a little bit of the underdog, and we're okay being the underdog in this situation or any situation. That's sometimes when it goes back to that road trip, playing in those tough atmospheres where there's just maybe 20 or 30 people with blue and orange in the stands, and the other 4,000 are the team colors of who we're playing. We kind of relish in that kind of atmosphere, and we'll take on whatever atmosphere that we're able to see next Saturday.
Well, Dave, I want you to put on your politician hat right now, and if you're a fan of baseball going to see the CWS, why should fans root for the Cal State Fullerton Titans?
Well, I think you're going to see a team that is a team. You're going to see a team that plays the game extremely hard, that is committed to one thing, and that's it's all about the team. And I think that's one of the things, the respect level that our kids carry around on a daily basis, whether on and on the field, the respect that they've come to know for the game of baseball. I think that's one of the reasons why fans will come to like us the longer we stay in Omaha.
Well, Dave, we look forward to, watching you play some baseball and, of course, listening to the games right here on ESPN. And I know last time with Irvine, it almost seemed more of a novelty. This probably has to seem more like business as usual coming to Omaha.
It is business as usual. I told the team after all the jubilation last Saturday that we weren't just going to enjoy a trip to the Midwest and the beautiful city of Omaha, Nebraska, and all the great things that happens around the College World Series. We're going to win the national championship, and that's been our rally cry since day one on midnight of February 1st when we were the first to practice in the country. We wanted to be the first to practice and the last to play, and we've put ourselves in a scenario where we still have a chance to do that.
Thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck in Omaha.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Coach. I'll tell you what, you gotta like the guy, Dave Serrano, and I like their team. Again, all I can say is if somehow the pressure gets to the freshman pitchers, that might be something. But I really like their makeup. I like just the way they play baseball and the way they've been dominating.
Yeah, it's tough to argue. You got eight great teams. You know, certainly, they're one of them. 47-14, been there before. Been there lots of times before. Wonder if Kevin Costner's coming.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's do it on the air. We've got a couple of questions. Maybe they're easy, maybe they're hard. We'll find out. If you have not won Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card, which will get you anything in the store, whether it's just some snack sticks or some string cheese or big steaks or prime rib or whatever you want. They've got beverages, of course, as well. They've got some bacon in there. They've got some ham. You know, $25 probably doesn't buy the biggest ham in there, but it might buy half of it, so what happens then?
Buy a hell of a lot of bacon.
Well, it would buy a lot of bacon, but if your ham's too big, what happens?
Whack! Cut it down to the size that you need.
Let's go to the phone lines at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Who are we talking with today?
Oh, this is Brett.
Okay. Well, you're not going to get this.
Well. You going or you want me to?
You go.
Well, I want to know, with the Major League Baseball draft beginning, who has the number one pick?
The Nationals.
Good Lord. See, that's not... what's your first name? And what's your first name?
Who has the least amount of wins in the Field of Eight in the College World Series?
Arkansas.
Well,
who's the only team Nebraska has beat that's in the College World Series field this year?
Ooh, that's a little tougher. Oklahoma State? No, they aren't in it. Oakville.
Arkansas.
2-for-3. That would have been my second guess.
Well, let's get some information from you, Brett. Thanks for the call. Hold on. Derek will get the information. $25 gift card coming your way, and we won't let Tony ask the questions for another month. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Ed Rouse, talk about some local all-star basketball and volleyball contests. Stay with us.
Holy shlamola.
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Conference calls.
Anybody in business knows how frustrating they can be. Tough to keep everybody focused and keep the meeting moving along. That's why I want you to start using GoToMeeting.com for all your conference calls. GoToMeeting.com, brought to you by Citrix, the easiest way to host an online meeting. Everybody simply logs on at GoToMeeting.com. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Keeps everybody on the same page. All your conference calls will be more productive, more engaging. It's perfect for sales presentations, product demonstrations, training sessions. With GoToMeeting.com, hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Plus, phone and voice over IP conference is included free. GoToMeeting.com. You can try it free for a month. 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to enter the promo code Colin. Shorter meeting. More focused. Everybody's there. Everybody's paying attention. GoToMeeting.com.
It's a demolition derby. Who can last the longest? Crashing cars, mud flying, engine smoking, and cheering crowds. This Saturday, come join your ESPN Superstation live in Edgar, Nebraska for some demo derby fun. We'll be there broadcasting live 1 to 3 with a derby starting at 2. Full-size cars and pickups will be competing in separate heats for over $5,000 in prizes. Don't miss the Edgar Demolition Derby fun this Saturday, broadcasting live on your ESPN Superstation.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
To the right with a Gasol screen. Here's Bryant. Dish to Gasol. Lefty layup. Good! And a foul!
Kobe Bryant and the Lakers survived Game 2 in overtime to take a 2-0 lead.
3-3. He got another one! Rashard Lewis!
Now the series moves to Orlando for Game 3.
Pre-game tonight at 7:15 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some shower and storm activity affecting the area at times today with high temperatures near 69. Southeast winds will also stay a bit gusty at times, back to 51 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show or any of the great interviews, especially this week with our College World Series head coaches from various institutions, including Paul Maneri tomorrow from LSU and Dave Van Horn from Arkansas on the show tomorrow. Later this week, North Carolina, Southern Miss. Also looks like Virginia. We're trying to get everybody on. We'll see if that happens or not, but that's all been on. And, of course, earlier on the show today, Dave Serrano from Cal State Fullerton joining us. You can always hear the show live or via the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. All you have to do is go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft and, of course, the Courtyard. I got three words, bacon, wrap, shrimp.
They do it well there.
It's unbelievable. Ed Rouse joins us. He is the head volleyball coach.
The guests keep getting bigger here on the Dugan Daddy Show.
Well,
in stature.
That's what we're looking for. Ed Rouse, head volleyball coach at Minden. He's the big guy on campus today. Morning, Ed.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. We got a lot, it's that time of the season where All-Star June is upon us, and there are a lot of A lot of things going on over the next couple of months, but the Nebraska Kidney Association and the Hogan's All-Star Classic is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It starts with volleyball Thursday night, and then we've got girls basketball on Friday and a boys basketball on Saturday. And a lot of things going on with this event, but you're going to be one of the head coaches there for the Southwest Conference. Ed, just talk about how this event is growing and how exciting it's going to be in Minden all week long.
This is the first time for volleyball, and so this is kind of uncharted territory as far as this all-star activity. But last year, Lisa Sintel, who is the director for our Nebraska Kidney Foundation, said when basketball got done, she said, why don't we do volleyball? And, of course, there it got started. So this will be our first year with volleyball, but I think it's going to be a great thing, and with Hogan sponsoring it, and then the proceeds going to the Nebraska Kidney Foundation. It's all for the good, and the kids love to play some more. So,
well,
seniors aren't done yet.
Well, that's right. You got three of your seniors, and that's what, you know, says something about the program you guys have established over there at Minden, but it's got to be exciting to coach them one last time.
Yeah, they're great young ladies, and, you know, you always expect when they take their uniform off the last match that's going to be it, but this will be a fun opportunity to see them play and watch them have fun together on the court one more time.
You're playing, now there's four conferences involved here, and the Southwest is playing the Lou Platte, and then the Twin Valley's taking on the Fort Kearney. Obviously, you didn't do the scheduling.
Correct. I don't know what they were thinking there.
I mean, and we joke, there are so many good kids that are going to be there this weekend, but the Lou Platte was so exceptionally strong, not just last year, but for a lot of years here. And I guess, you know, when you put Ogallala and yourselves there in the Southwest, I mean, anytime you mention Ogallala, the great program that they have, but just the success in Lincoln has been there. And there's going to be great kids for all these teams. I guess just kind of talk about the opportunity, no matter what, to get a chance to play them.
Yeah, you're right with the Lou Platte. The Lou Platte is, I couldn't tell you how many teams deep, but every time we play anybody from the Southwest Conference or the Lou Platte Conference, they're very good. Yeah, we're fortunate we're represented by somebody from every one of our schools in the Southwest except Cozad. Morgan Riley was going to play, and then she has a wedding. She's in Chicago instead. But otherwise, we have three Minden kids, Ellen Peterson from Minden and Brittany Hollinger from Minden and Lindsay Satorius from Minden, and those girls will represent our conference, as well as Alexia Welsh and Kate Morrell from Ogallala, and then Kara McCure and her teammate as well, Ariel Gass from Valentine, and Hillary Messerschmidt from Gothenburg, Shelby Hamilton from Broken Bow, and Jennifer Lyons from Ainsworth. So we've got a nice group of girls.
And how many days did you get this group assembled for and have time to get them together and practice a little bit?
Tomorrow night, Thursday morning. And that's plenty for them, I'm sure. They're just, you know, right now, the coach, you're kind of trying to get your team for next year ready. So for those kids to come in, and a lot of them, like the kids from Ogallala, and I believe even Valentine, played in the Western Nebraska All-Star Volleyball last weekend. So they've been busy, so they don't need a lot of practice.
We mentioned how this event's growing by adding the volleyball to the event, and that's a Thursday, 4 o'clock for the first match, Southwest and the Lou Platte. Then the Fort Kearney takes on the Twin Valley at 6, and the winners will play in a best-of-three match at 8 o'clock. The basketball, 6 and 8 on Friday for the girls. The boys, Saturday, 5 and 7. And as you touched on a little bit, the kids like to play. They want to play. Especially the volleyball players, they play all summer anyway when they're underclassmen, and some of them are moving on. But we touched on the Nebraska Kidney Association. The money's raised here go to a great cause, and you can, I think, fill us in a little bit more on that.
Yeah. You know, from talking to Lisa, Lisa does a great job. In fact, she just had the kidney walk in Kearney this last weekend, so she's been really busy. But any money that's raised in Nebraska stays in Nebraska, and this money that's being raised will be used in central Nebraska. And so whatever is raised through this event can be used for anything from patient emergencies, which could be even your bills at home like electricity or transportation or medication. And also they give out free screening to the public as well for kidneys. And so those things will be used in our area, the money that's raised, so that's nice to know too.
And Douglas, you're going to be there. in attendance.
Yeah. As if termination. As if there wasn't enough with the price of admission. Yeah, I get to be part of this on Thursday and Friday, and looking forward to that and seeing the kids again. Ed, when you get to this All-Star, you've been around it enough. Does it actually become a more relaxed atmosphere, or is it just like anything else when the kids are on the floor?
Well, to me, in preparation, getting ready, I can start to get a little bit stressed myself. And you keep telling yourself, back off. These kids want to come in and have fun meeting each other, and they're going to play hard no matter what the day of the game. And so we'll get together and have some fun. Like, we'll practice tomorrow night, and then we're going to practice in the morning on Thursday, and then they have a nice luncheon for them that the Kidney Foundation is going to feed them on Thursday, the day of the game. And then Ron Alexander from Hastings College is going to speak to the kids. So it's more relaxed, but you know how competitors are. When that game starts, it's going to be all about, we'll just live with whatever happens, I guess.
Ed Rouse, men and volleyball coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Are you more nervous about the game, or are you more nervous about the national anthem?
I used to get worried about that, but now I'm just thankful that it's her and not me.
His daughter, Allie, will be performing the national anthem, so always nervous to be a parent. Ed, anything else we need to let the folks know about the matches coming up this week and the games?
I guess the only thing, there's room for two up there if you want Daddy to come over. He could help you out a little.
Now, they said the weight restrictions, maybe.
but you did mention a meal, so that could be enough to get him over there. Well, we will continue to let everybody know about it, and Ed, we will see you on Thursday night over there at CL Jones.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ed. Ed Rouse, volleyball coach, and along with Steve Morgan of Ogallala, they're going to guide the Southwest Conference team. Matt Cain of St. Paul is going to take care of the Lou Platte. Twin Valley, Michelle Harrington of Lawrence Nelson, and Cindy Steinkruger of Blue Hill. And then for the Fort Kearney, Lindy Meyer from Pleasanton, Brad Nelson from Axtell. And talking of those coaches, and we'll talk more about basketball as the week progresses, Dave Ullman, that's kind of been the big story here the last 18 hours, that he has taken the job at Donovan Trumbull. And Zach Foster is going to be an assistant coach at Adams Central, the former coach over at Donovan Trumbull. So Dave Ullman had been at Grand Island Senior High and really has been in the Class A game for a long time, coming from Norfolk before that. Going to be coaching Class C ball, but he did coach Wilbur and Dana Altman back in the 70s. So I'll tell you what, they've got Zach Foster, great individual, great coach, and I think they're going to get the same thing here with Dave Ullman.
It's interesting going from A to Class C, but shows Dave Ullman still wants to be a part of the game and go out there and coach kids and make an influence and impact on their lives.
Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, the Nebraska Kidney Association and Hogan's All-Star Classic Volleyball Thursday starting at 4, 6, and 8. Girls basketball Friday, 6 and 8. Boys basketball Saturday at 5 and 7. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league, but the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment. But the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. for Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company.
Hi, I'm Dale Jr. I'm a Nationwide insurance customer. The Earnhardt family's had Nationwide insurance for more than 30 years. I get the coverage I need at the right price for me. I trust them. You can too.
Take Dale's lead. Call 1-866-500-5555.
Nationwide is on your side. Call 866-500-5555.
Products underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio. Paid endorsement subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Spending too much time mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency train model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a train dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency train model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
SBN.
Over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some shower and storm activity affecting the area at times today with high temperatures near 69. Southeast winds will also stay a bit gusty at times, back to 51 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Here's a question for you, Daddy. If you had a kid that couldn't see, would you put him in the outfield?
I know. That would not be a good position for him.
Just checking. 1-888-455-ESPN. We've got a lot more to give away this week with Thunder Jam going on, and that's Saturday. We've got, I think you can hit them all. The Demolition Derby, Afternoon Edgar. Thunder Jam, Saturday night, the Archway. Sunday, TNA.
And I say
professional wrestling. Out at the event center.
Well, and you got Minden Thursday and Friday. Yeah. So you got a
and
whole
Saturday. Week. So you got, you know, whatever trips your trigger and gets you going. So did you have anything else before we get out of here today, Tony?
No, I'm just watching them throw pudding and stuff at each other on the
nice picture of Don Leese on the
that
front.
That was.
I would like to say, thank God I was busy this weekend or something like that. But Relay for Life was going on, and they did a lot of good things there as well. So,
folks, the College World Series preview rolls on. We've got about six of the eight head coaches all coming for you this week. We heard from Dave Serrano. Want to thank him for being on the show today.
Also, Ed Rouse from Minden talking about the Hogan's All-Star Classic with benefits to the Nebraska Kidney Association. Want to thank them for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow, Dave Van Horn, former Husker coach, current head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, and we'll also hear from LSU and Paul Maneri. It's kind of an SEC flavor tomorrow. Mike Fox, North Carolina, Corky Palmer from Southern Miss on Thursday. A lot more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show this week.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you again 23 hours from now, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
Right now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!